Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Guys, we're here with the Hollywood Life podcast, and I am here with my co-anchor, Ali Stegnita. Hello, Ali.
Hi, Bonnie. Yes, I was just outside enjoying the beautiful sunshine, but I felt like my sound would be better from the inside, so I relocated. But I'm so excited to be on here today with such a lovely guest, a friend of the show, and we're such fans of hers. She's so busy. We're so grateful she took the time to sit down and chat with us. So Bonnie, I'll let you introduce our friend.
Okay. And you listeners are going to be so excited to hear from her because you know her well and you have watched her. You've watched her starting on American Idol. And now she's a superstar now. So everybody welcome. Hunter Girl.
Hey.
Hi, Hunter Girl.
How are you doing? It's good to see you.
It's really good to see you. We're so thrilled with how well your career is going in the last couple of years. I mean, it's just, wonderful to see somebody do so well on American Idol and then truly launch a big career. And you really have.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, Lord, this past year is been 360, it's just such a wild, it's so crazy. Just last year I auditioned for Idol, and then now, how much everything has changed, and just been really blessed and been working really, really hard here recently, and it's just been a lot of fun.
Yeah, so it's crazy to think you are 2022's American Idol runner-up. Luke Bryan praised you as the new age Miranda Lambert. And now you are, touring alongside him. You're with Lainey Wilson, your friend from Idol, Noah Thompson. You guys are all just out there on the road crushing it. And you're releasing new music as you do it, which is just great to see.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, being on the road has been so much fun and getting to have my band, coming off the show. And I think it was a week, the week of after I got back from the show, and they're already hey, do you have some shows coming up? Do you have a band? And I was no, but I'm about to find one. And so it's been great to get a good group of guys, and they've just been awesome.
That must have been an experience building a band.
Yeah. Talk about band on the run. You really did put together a band on the run.
I know. I was just yeah, I have a band. And then started calling the audience. And I was I do now.
Fake it to make it.
Right, instant band. And I love that you've got a song out that is really about an experience that you had on American Idol, and it's really interesting, your perspective. It's called, just tell me if I don't pronounce things right, but
yeah,
Lonely Out of You. And it's about guys that you met that were contestants on American Idol, and about how they don't share their feelings, which is very typical of guys, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, being out there and, trying to share who you are on national television is super scary in the first place. And, I've always kind of been an open book. That's just how I've lived my life since I was a kid. And anything I'm feeling, Lord, you'll know it in a second. And some of the guys were how are you so open with your emotions, especially with the cameras on? And so we're just talking about that. And, I think that sharing how you feel and being wide open with yourself, there's somebody back home that's struggling through something that you're going through too, and connecting with people. And the first line of Lonely Out of You is, you don't talk about your feelings, but that don't mean they don't hold no weight. And so just that line came out whenever I was sitting there in LA. And then that was the first song that I wrote when I got back to Nashville. And there's so many songs where guys are like, oh, you look lonely, girl. And I was like, I don't think there's many songs where girls say that to guys. And so I ended up writing it.
Wow. I think that it's, Bonnie and I were actually talking about this, how there is this influx of, honestly, men and male singers on Idol, influx of male winners on Idol. Yeah. And I were having this conversation, and it was really when Bonnie was like, we should get Hunter Girl back on here.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think, like, is the reason for that? I mean, obviously it's a fan voted show, but you know, it's interesting. Like, they can't really, they don't really open up. They don't really share their feelings, and we don't really get to know them as well as kind of we get to know the girls.
Yeah. And also, I mean, country winners, singers have been winning the last few years, but yeah, it's been guys. And that's, why is that?
Why?
Well, Lord, I don't know. I think it's just, you know, I'm trying to think, just, you know, Lord, I don't know. I'm kind of stumped. You know, I didn't vote. I haven't voted on American Idol since I was a kid. I remember voting for like Carrie Underwood.
Right.
And some of my favorites when I was little. And, you know, I think it just depends on the person for sure. You know, it could be just a, like coincidences and, you know, it being males that have been winning the past few years and stuff. But, you know, like Chase Beckham, he's one of my really good friends. He's such a good guy and got to know him really well after the show. And Noah's awesome. And, you know, I think it definitely depends on the person. And Lord, I'd love to see some more female winners here in the future. And there's so many great females on this season. And so I'm really looking forward and hoping somebody pulls through this year.
I mean, there are really good female singers in general, but there's a number that are also in the country genre. And you actually got set up with one of them. You and Noah Thompson played a show, thanks to Luke Bryant, I guess, you know, kind of throwing it out there on the spot, with Mariah Faith.
Yes. Yeah. She was so awesome. And it was so fun because it felt like a full circle moment, honestly. You know, I remember last year auditioning in the same place she did and just kind of getting to talk to her and give her some advice going into Hollywood Week. And it was just so cool. I just felt like I was getting to talk to my younger self a little bit and things that I wish I knew before going into the show. And, you know, it's hard being away from your family and trying to figure out who you are and everybody watching it on TV. You know, you're living life and you're just like, oh my gosh, everybody's going to see what I do.
Yeah, they do.
Like, if I mess up, people are going to know. And so the stress that comes with that and, you know, just kind of preparing her for all the things that'll be heading her way. And I was so proud of her the night she performed, and she did such a great job, and I got to meet her mama too. And so just watching her journey on the show so far, it's been so great. And I think she's going to go really, really far.
What were those things that you kind of talked to her about that you realized in hindsight from the show?
Yeah, I think definitely just how nerve-wracking it is being on the show, you know, just because you're like, I want to do a good job, you know, I don't want to mess up. And so sometimes you just get so in your head that you forget that this is so cool. Like, this is so much fun, you know, like you're thinking about just like, am I going to get this song right? Am I going to hit this right note? And then it's like, oh my God, I'm getting to sing with one of the best bands in the world. I'm getting to sing in front of three of people that I've looked up to my whole life. And I told her, I'll just like take those moments just to really embrace like how cool what you're doing is and how much it means to your family, and just kind of step outside of the immediate of, am I singing this song right? Is this the right song? Did I make the good song choice? And just think like, I'm never going to get to experience something like this again. And just step outside of that, because there's so many moments that, you know, I'm hard on myself. I really am. I always have been. And, you know, I'll watch my performance and pick out what I did wrong and what I should have done better. And I told her I would just embrace the moment and just really take this in, that this is going to be a part of your life you're never going to get to live again.
Well, you know, I think she took your advice to heart, because she did fabulous on her Showstoppers performance. I mean,
yeah.
Like moving around the stage and playing to the crowd. And I have to say, it seemed like a lot more than usual. The contestants looked really, most of them looked so comfortable. It was like they just let everything out. I mean, you are so good at that. And I think that's one of the reasons that you developed such a big fan base right away, because you were comfortable doing that. But a lot of them, since, you know, I've been watching the show, and they're nervous and everything, but then they just, so many let loose and Showstoppers.
Yes. No, everybody killed it. What did you say?
They all took your advice somehow, like through osmosis.
Oh my gosh. Well, it's so funny because I moved to Nashville right when I turned 18. And so I started playing shows on Broadway and traveling around. But I've been traveling since I was about 14 playing shows. And, you know, it definitely comes with it. I think learning how to do your own sound because the sound system's so old, the lights falling apart, you know, just being prepared for anything. You know, I did it all myself, and, you know, carrying my sound system through the back of a mall parking lot to go play like a bar right there. It's just so funny looking back. And I think all the things that could possibly go wrong definitely prepared me for Idol in a way. You know, if something fell apart, you know, it's like, okay, I can fix it. And I think going on stage is just the time to have a good time. And I think all the shows that I'd played and trying to transfer that back into what I did on Idol, you know, I just love having a good time. I want to make people happy. And definitely during the Hawaii episode when everybody's clapping their hands and we're having fun, that was me at like just the full version of me, just out there on stage. And I just love having a good time.
It's awesome that you are able to like strip back from the cameras, strip back from like all of the craziness around and be able to like truly be yourself. I think that that's like a talent in and of itself as an Idol contestant, because I think that that's where some contestants get, you know, lost in the sauce a little bit, you know?
No, I completely understand, because like, it's like, it was so wild to sit there in front of the camera, like in Nashville auditions, and I'm like, oh my gosh, there's a camera, I don't know what to do. Yeah. And I think honestly, my ADD just made me forget about it. I was like, oh, there's something shiny in the corner. I was like, I totally forgot there's a camera. But, you know, I didn't realize it until like some of my family had to be on the camera and they're just like, how do you do this? And I was like, honestly, after a while, you just kind of get used to it. And you're like, I'm just going to act like I normally would.
Yeah, you are right for it. Exactly. Do you remember any valuable advice that like either Luke, Katie, or Lionel gave you that you still, like while you're performing, continue to remember and like really took to heart?
Yeah, I think the performance that really just like hit me hard, like in the beginning of the show, like in the beginning of live shows, was when I sang an original song, Heartbreak Down, is the first one I'd sang. And, you know, after I sang that song and, you know, Lionel and Luke and Katie were like, this is something we could hear on the radio. Like, oh my gosh, like, why haven't you played originals? And I love being an artist, but I really love being a songwriter. And so going throughout the show, I really just wanted to showcase who I was as an artist, and especially in the finale, choosing a song that I'd wrote that was like the most personal version of myself. I was like, oh my gosh, I don't know if people like say the same things about Redbirds that I do. And I was like, just taking a leap of faith in a way. And whenever Luke goes, like, my farm's called Redbird Farm, I saw my mom just like start crying, and I was crying too. It's just wild how these things connect us, and we don't even know until the moment happens.
Yeah, well, Luke definitely connected with you right from the start. You know, speaking of writing songs like that are important to you, you also have this wonderful song, Hometown Out of Me, all about your hometown of Winchester, Tennessee.
Yeah, I love, I think being on the show and always looking at like my Instagram and Facebook and all these things, I'd see everybody back home like doing watch parties. The Oldham Theater back in the square, they'd have a watch party every Sunday and people would fill the seats. And just watching people support me back home, you know, I remember playing shows at the marinas back home, and on Saturdays, like, everybody would come out to see me, and it just felt like no matter what happened in my life, my hometown always had my back, no matter what dream I was chasing. And when American Idol happened, they had me 110%. And when I got back home after the show, I went to Food Lion with my mama, and that's like a supermarket back home.
Yeah.
And we walked in, and I was like, oh my God, it's my face. And they had newspapers there, and my whole hometown had bought ads all throughout the newspapers congratulating me after this past year. And, you know, I'm trying not to cry, and my mama's like stacking up the newspapers, taking all of them, and being like,
of course,
Anna's gonna get one, your cousins are gonna get one.
And of course,
I started dying laughing, and I was like, I really want to write a song for my hometown. And so that was probably a week after I'd gotten back from the show, I wrote that song too.
And what's the feedback from your hometown on your hometown song?
Oh, they've loved it. It's been so cool. It's like getting to go back home and going to the same places that I always went. And everybody's like, oh, what's up? And like, how's music going? And I'm like, it's going good in Nashville now. And, you know, they had some murals painted back home. And I just remember crying. And I get to look at that every time I go back to my hometown. They have a Redbird mural on a brick wall. So it just, I remember being a little kid walking around that square and just coming back, you know, 10 years later, and I'm sitting there on the back of a wall, and it's going to be me forever there. And it's just wild, you know, how much like they've affected me and made me.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Who I am now, and I definitely wanted to write a song that showed that to them.
And then these two songs that you've had out, you wrote shortly after, or kind of a little bit during Idol. What else have you been working on? Have you been writing new stuff out on the road? I know you've been busy.
Yes. Lord, I love writing. So I write every day, whether it's like on my phone or like in a notebook or anything. I've been writing so many new songs, working on some really cool stuff. And so there's, I think one of the songs that I hope to put out, I wrote completely by myself, which is going to be super scary. Cause I'm just like, if this sucks, it's 100% cause I wrote the song. So, I've been working on a lot of songwriting, and I'm really excited for everybody to hear it, for y'all to hear it.
When you have new songs, do you, sing them on your dates? Because you're working all the time. Like, you're doing performances all the time. So you test them out?
Yeah, I do. Like, the band always will learn a new song if I'm trying it out at a show, or I'll try it out. I'm at a writer's round here in Nashville. And, Lord, honestly, just sending them to my family. My family's always been super honest with me, and they'll tell me if they like it or not, and just getting feedback from my friends and stuff. So I always love having a sounding board just to figure out, I'm like, is this a good song? Is it not a good song? Could I work on it? And there's some songs that I've rewritten probably 3 or 4 times.
Are you interested at all in writing for other people, or are you solely now focused on writing for yourself?
No, I'd love to write for other people too. So just like working on my music right now. And then after that, just kind of getting to work with artists. Lord, I'd love to. I'd love for somebody to cut some of my songs, and I think just any song that can get out there into the world to help somebody else, like, I hope that my song gets to be one of those for sure.
Well, you're doing some dates with Lainey Wilson, which is incredible. Do you think she would be open to taking one of your songs?
Well, I have no idea. I know Lainey writes a lot of her stuff. She's so awesome. I actually met her right when I got to Nashville, and she was up and coming, and everybody was talking about how awesome she was. And I was like, Lord, I was like, Lainey Wilson is like the next big thing. And that was probably about 5-6 years ago. And I remember I was playing a writer's round one night, and I saw her out, and I was singing, and she came up to me, and she was like, hey, I really love that song. Mm-hmm. And of course I was just freaking out. I was like, oh my gosh, like, I look up to you so much. And she just been so awesome and been a really good friend to me, and getting to open for her at Brooklyn Bowl was just a full circle moment, just because I remember just coming to town about 6.5 years ago and seeing everything that she's done in country music and being a freaking awesome female artist, you know, somebody to look up to, and just seeing her grow has been cool too.
It's been amazing. She and I got together early May. She and I like went out to lunch here in the city.
Yeah.
And watching the last year of her life has been like an honor. It's almost like an honor to watch her explode before my eyes. It is absolutely insane. Now she's the leading female nominee at the ACMs in a few weeks.
Yes. It's
absolutely wild. Between her and Carly Pierce, I'm like, whoa.
But, you know, speaking of these
you know, super successful female country artists. Now, what is going on with radio, country radio? Because we've also heard from so many female country singers and stars that they just don't get the radio time that the male stars do.
Yeah, you're freezing a little bit. Can you repeat it? I'm sorry. Let me move over here.
Okay. Just let us know when you can talk.
Oh, yeah, you're good. You were cutting it out a little bit.
Oh, okay. So I wanted, you know, with the, there are so many, you know, amazing female country singers and stars, but
yeah,
Allie and I have interviewed a number, and there's always, you know, a concern about getting the airtime on radio, on country stations. Do you see that that's improving? Are you getting airtime?
I think it's definitely improved in the past few years. Cause I remember whenever I got to town and having meetings and stuff, and, you know, one of the first meetings I went into, was like for like a publishing thing. And, you know, they were like, we're not signing girls right now. And I was like, what does that mean? You know, I can't help, I'm a girl. I just want to write songs and do something in the world. And, you know, and it might've just been that place, but, you know, it's always been scary because I'm like, oh, there's only a few female artists in the genre, you know, probably about 7-8 years ago, and coming up as a female, and you're just like, Lord, I hope I get my chance. And there's so many great female artists out there, and a lot of people I look up to. I remember as a kid, like Dolly Parton was the person I wanted to be when I grew up, and Reba was the person I wanted to be. I remember watching her show with my mama every evening after school. And
I love, you know, her show.
I know, it was so good. And
so good.
I'm a survivor. I wish it would be my ringtone.
Oh, yes. That would be a great ringtone. That would be a great ringtone.
I know.
But yeah, I mean, like, and bouncing off of Bonnie, like, we saw Shania Twain, she just won the Equal Play Award, honored with the Equal Play Award at CMT, and they've done such a, you know, great job sticking to their guns, doing the Equal Play. Have you seen, maybe a difference between, like, radio play with streams, with CMT and things like that in the last year or so?
Yeah, I think everybody's been so great, and just this new wave of female artists coming out, and seeing so many everywhere, like going down Music Row and seeing women on the banners left and right, you know, it's just so uplifting. And it makes me think about all the little girls that are going to be seeing this stuff and seeing female artists out there and thinking, okay, I have a place in music too. And it just been awesome watching Nashville come around female artists and lifting them up. And I'm just really looking forward to seeing what happens in the next few years after this too.
Yeah. Let me just circle back to American Idol, just because we were talking about there's so many strong country singers, both female and male. Do you have any that are favorites or that you identify with more than others?
Yeah. Obviously, like Lainey Wilson for sure. Like, she's authentically herself all the time, and that's something I really looked up to coming to Nashville. And like I told y'all, Dolly Parton, Rhea McEntire, Ashley McBride. I love Ashley McBride. I've got to meet her in passing a couple times, and she's just so freaking cool. Like, cool. Every time I see her, and just the way she sings and presents herself. Carly Pierce is incredible. I've gotten to see her a few times at just watching her shows. I've never got to meet her in person or anything, but just how appreciative she is of everything. And I've watched a lot of her speeches on the award shows, and just watching her fall apart and how hard she's worked, and she'd been in Nashville for a really long time, and just watching all the success that's come her way has just been super, super uplifting. And obviously Luke Bryan, I love him. I got to see his show in Vegas a few months ago, and he was absolutely killing it. And he's just been a huge supporter in my career. And I remember listening to his CD was always the one in my vehicle in high school. And it's wild to think that, you know, 7-8 years down the line, I'm getting to go see him and hang out in Vegas and get to talk to him and get to know him on the show. And so I have a lot of people to look up to in country music, and it's looking really good right now.
What about on Idol? Just on Idol, are there any of the contestants who are in country or any other of the contestants that you think are, you know, that you're particularly rooting for?
Yeah, was it's so funny just like being on the show, and you know, you're going into a competition show and you're like, is everybody going to be nice? Are people going to be mean? You know, as I was like, is it going to be high school? And so you're so scared going into it. And it was so cool just how uplifting everybody was on the show. I remember there was one performance where like I was losing my voice. I think it was Hawaii, and people were like getting me honey and all these weird candies that they would eat for their vocals. Cause I'd only had like a couple vocal lessons my entire life. I didn't know anything. And they're teaching me all this different stuff. And it was just so cool just like having people that, you know, we were obviously on a competition show, but it didn't feel like it. And so it was, I think that was just the coolest part, and watching them and their music journey. Leah is in Nashville. Fritz is in Nashville. Mike Parker came to Nashville, Dan Marshall, Noah is in Nashville too. And it's been so funny just like coming off the show and having a little community here. And even if they weren't in Nashville, the people that were on this season, if I called them, they'd be here in a second. And you know, Jacob from this past season, Sage from LA, Jay, who was a platinum ticket winner too. He's so sweet. He FaceTimed me the other day whenever I was playing around, and just cheering me on. And so I root for everybody on the show just because we went through something together that we're never going to have again.
Is there, are you in contact with any of the other Country Idol alums like Gabby Barrett or Maddie Poppy? I know like they're kind of in that Nashville area.
Yeah, I've never got, I haven't got to talk to Gabby. I did get to talk to her on that season, my season of the show, and she was super, super nice. I've seen Maddie out like a couple times, just in passing and everything, and she's been super awesome. And actually saw Chase yesterday. We were doing some radio stuff, and he's hilarious, and he just been a really good friend too. And you know, it's funny, no matter what season you're on American Idol, it's like we all have the same sense of humor. We know everything that the other had felt. And so I think no matter where you are, anybody that's been on Idol, like you immediately are friends for life just because you guys
sort of like Bachelor Nation, cool. You've got American Idol Nation.
It's cool to see like what if Carrie Underwood was still like, or like Kelly Clarkson, like they're like, Idol, like friend, you know, whatever. Because they were so long ago, but they're still like part of that community, which is just wild.
Yeah. It's like whenever you meet somebody that's from like your same city or hometown or like college, you're like, I went to MTSU. They're like, I went to MTSU. You know, one of those moments. Let's be friends.
And listen, his life is totally, well, I guess Noah too. I mean, you already were performing and you had been doing it for years, but I mean, Chase was working in construction. And what was Noah doing? I mean, something similar.
I think Noah was in construction. I'm not sure. I think Chase was something similar to that too.
Yeah, he was. I remember seeing the pictures of him, like riding in a truck, you know, rolling out a road or something.
Yeah.
And, I mean, talk about having your life completely changed.
Yeah. I think that just like how that just shows how much power the show has, honestly, you know, somebody walking on the street and having a dream, and then a year from now, you know, they have songs that are on the radio or playing CMA Fest or all these things. It just goes to show, like, I remember watching it as a kid, and you know, you're sitting there and you're like, I wonder if that could happen to me one day. And you know, and then it does, and you're just like, this is completely beyond everything that I thought it would be and more. And it's just so cool that the show can do that still.
Okay. Before we let you go today, I want to ask, do you have any like favorites on this season? Obviously talk to Mariah. Is there anybody that you're really like rooting for, or do you like love watching and waiting for every week?
Yeah. I've been watching it here and there. I got to meet Oliver both about to be on the news, and he's so awesome. He's such a sweetheart, and we had run in the same circles but just never met. He's incredible. Haven, she's been doing such a great job, and I've loved getting to hear her original songs this year. Mariah, of course. I have got to watch a little bit of it, but I've been seeing the clips on Instagram and stuff, but I definitely can't wait to see what happens in Hawaii and the start of the live shows, because, Lord, that's whenever it gets really, really tough going in. So yeah. I'm really excited to see all the different challenges that they face, because they have, like, different song rounds or different, like, the Disney night. So I'm really excited to see what they come up with this year.
Yeah, I'm kind of really into Megan Danielle because I feel like she sounds like a young Janis Joplin in a way.
Yeah, she's great.
But country, like a country Janis Joplin.
Yeah.
So just before we go, tell us about some of the, like how people can see you, some of these great dates and concert performances you've got coming up that our listeners can be looking to see if they can go to.
Yeah, you can find it all on my website, on my social media platforms. I'm at Hunter Girl Music. My name's Hunter. I'm a girl and I play music. And but I have a new single out right now called Lonely Out of You, and it's on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, all the things. And I have some more new music coming on y'all's way very, very soon.
Amazing. Well, we absolutely cannot wait. We can't wait to see you out on the road and all of the fun things to come.
Thank you so much. It's so good to see you guys.
Thanks for taking the time out of your very busy schedule.
Yes.
No, always. I love getting to hang out with y'all.
Awesome. Thanks, Hunter Girl. We'll see you next time.
Sounds good. Be safe.
Bye.
You too. Bye.